Direct version with the quiet engineer on my computer. Yeah.
All right. And our next speaker is Marcus Tuller.
So I'm going to talk about some recent research we did on image segmentation. So we developed a new algorithm for multi-phase segmentation of 3D X-ray CT data of porous materials. And before I start, I would like to acknowledge my co-author, Ram Kulkarni. To give you a little bit of a background, in recent years there were really big technological advances in X-ray computed tomography. So they improved benchtop scanners, synchrotron facilities, which really led to a surge in application of X-ray computed tomography in soil science and porous media research. And this is documented by this table. So Carlos Vaz did a small study in the ISI Web of Knowledge. And he basically found that between 2005 and 2010, there were more publications related to X-ray computed tomography than the prior 25 years combined. And this really shows that more and more people are actually using those kind of capabilities to do their research. And there was really a lot of advancement in technology, as well as in microscale analysis and fluent dynamic simulations. But what is really lacking behind is image segmentation. And when we look at literature, there are probably around 100 documented algorithms, mostly developed for medical applications, as well as for optical character recognition. But when we look for real porous media applications, there's really algorithms that are amenable for 3D processing, and they're capable to kind of handle really large data sets. They are really lacking. And this slide should re-emphasize the importance of image segmentation. So a few years back, we did some scanning of a siltlum soil column, a 12 centimeter high, 12 centimeter in diameter. And we basically got those scans at about 40 micron resolution with industrial scanner. And then we basically took the data sets and we applied commonly used segmentation algorithms, and then we reconstructed the 3D pore structure. And only based on those images, you see that each of those algorithms that are widely used in porous media research to give completely different results. And now you can imagine when you use this as a boundary, for example, for lattice Boltzmann simulation, you get largely deviating results. So in my opinion, really, image segmentation is probably the most crucial step in X-ray CT data analysis because it affects really all subsequent quantification efforts and also simulation efforts. So this basically provided the motivation for us to kind of try to really kind of develop a new algorithm that is first of all capable of simultaneously segmenting multiple faces, amenable for real 3D processing, and also should be able to handle real big data sets, because those new scanners, they produce huge amounts of data, so you can have data sets 4,000 times 4,000 times 2,000 voxels, so which actually is a big computational kind of effort. So we kind of looked a little bit into medical literature, and we found quite an interesting kind of approach based on Markov random field framework. And the really powerful thing with this is, first of all, it can handle any number of phases. So you can have different pore-filling fluids. You can have different mineral components or grind materials. And this is basically the central equation of this Markov random field model. So we have one derm where we use some initialization statistics to basically assign each voxel within this 3D data set a gray level, and then we have another term that basically determines the interaction with neighboring voxels. And this MRF model is basically only the assignment of labels to image voxels to basically satisfy this equation. And this is done with combinatorial optimization. So again, this is probably one of the weak points of this model. So we need to initialize it with statistics. So for each of those phases, I actually need to select the seed region. And then based on the grayscale distribution of the seed regions, I calculate mean and variance. And this I basically use as input parameter. And then I have a beta parameter which kind of defines the homogeneity of the faces within the sample. And this is also something that I need to define a priori. So this initialization statistics I can either obtain with a simple global algorithm, global segmentation algorithm, or as we did initially by manual seeding. So we choose seed regions randomly from the 3D sample, from the 3D data set, and basically calculated mean variance and initialized this model. And then to solve this labeling problem, it's a combinatorial optimization is required. And we implemented and tested heuristic and deterministic optimization schemes. So we tried this metropolis dynamics, modified metropolis dynamics, and iterated conditional modes optimization. The data sets we used to evaluate this algorithm, they came from the Argonne National Laboratory synchrotron. They were provided by Dorte Wildenschild. So we had a tri-class bit sample, so a two-phase system. And this sample we used only because we had independent measurement of porosity. So we actually could use this to kind of verify our image or data, CD data-derived porosities. Then we had partially saturated precision glass beads. Back then they really used high-concentrated potassium iodide solution, so 12%. So this is still pore liquid, and then we also had one sample with crushed tuff, which is kind of close to a natural system. We did some pre-segmentation data processing because, especially back then when those synchrotron data were obtained, they didn't really get a lot of contrast, and I don't even know if you can see the different faces in this picture. So after cropping this data set, we applied the contrast stretching. We have basically mapped this narrow grayscale distribution over the entire 16-bit range, so about 65,000 grayscales. And then you get much better contrast. So you don't do anything physical, so you don't remove any information. You only stretch this over a wider area and get much better contrast resolution. Then usually those older scans, there's always a lot of noise. So to remove some of this high-frequency noise, we kind of applied filters. And then from this image, or from this data set, so everything is done in 3D. Only to represent it, I only show a cross-section. So we choose seed regions and then to initialize this MRF model, and then we get the final segmentation result. the first thing we did, we wanted to see how sensitive the results are on initial seeding. And this is very similar to the representative elementary volume concept we use in soil physics. So we need to exceed a certain seed region size, so certain number of voxels for each seed region to get stable results. So we tested this by gradually increasing the voxels within the seed regions and then looking at the segmented voxels. And you see for this three-phase glass bit sample, after about six times 10 powered by 4 seed region voxels, you get relatively stable results. And they only separated this onto two y-axis. So the one shows the air and liquid voxels, segmented air and liquid voxels. The other one, the segmented solid voxels, to see to kind of enhance the contrast a little bit so that you see this sensitivity. So when you apply this and you do manual seeding, you need to really make sure that you have enough seed voxels in your seed regions to basically get good results. Then we also looked at the sensitivity of results to this parameterization of the MRF model. So I mentioned we need to include this beta parameter, which basically defines the homogeneity of faces within the CD or 3D data set. And we did this by increasing this beta value from 0.1 to around 100. And we did this for this 2D or for this two-phase glass bead sample because there were no porosity. So and we looked at actually how close the predicted porosities are to the actual measured values. And for all beta values, they were really, really close. So the largest absolute error was 0.3%. The only thing we also realized when we increase the beta value, we are also increasing the computational time because we require many more iterations. So what, based on this, we kind of decided to, if we set beta to 1, basically take it out of this MRF model, we get results that are good enough for any kind of practical applications. But then we also tested the implemented optimization schemes. So again, this is for the two-phase class bit sample, and we tested Metropolis, modified Metropolis dynamics, and iterated conditional mode optimization. The results, they are really indistinguishable, so when you calculate porosities out of this, they are the same to the fourth digit. Only when you look at the computational efficiency, you see that this ICM optimization is much better and much more efficient. Completely same results for the three-phase samples. Again, the results are really almost indistinguishable, but ICM is by far the most efficient optimization algorithm. So that's the reason we decided to go with ICM optimization. Before I conclude, I also need to quickly talk a little bit about 2D versus 3D segmentation, because it's really amazing. A lot of people, they do slice-by-slice processing, while not really realizing that they're losing a lot of information from the third dimension. So that's the reason of all of our algorithms, they are implemented for full 3D processing. And what you really see when you do this in 2D, so you take out the slice of this 3D matrix and process it, you see those liquid vapor interfaces, they're very rugged. And as soon as you do this for the whole 3D matrix and afterwards take out one of those slices, you see these very round and smooth interfaces with very uniform interfacial curvature. I mean, you even could use this to calculate capillary pressure matrix potential. And of course, when you look at the segmented voxels, there are huge differences between 2D and 3D. So whatever you do, it's much, much better to do in 3D. In short, conclusions and ongoing work. So those initial results we got, they're really very, very promising, and I think this is really the way to go for multi-phase segmentation. Biggest advantage is very computationally efficient, stable. You can use it for really huge data sets. And it also can handle any number of voxel classes. And so there is no really need, like what's commonly done, wet, dry scanning, dual energy scanning, then alignment of data and subtraction. And then also, as I mentioned, it's implemented for full 3D processing, which is a big advantage of other models. And now we kind of are working on a version that is fully automated, so we want to remove any operator bias. So we try to kind of select those seed regions automatically, calculate the initialization statistics and do this. And then we're also still working on increasing the computational speed by using parallel computing with graphics cards. And only quickly want to acknowledge some people that were involved with this, Wolfgang Fink, Carlos Suarez, he provided some of the high-resolution data sets, and of course Dorte, she provided the synchrotron data sets. And this project is funded by the National Science Foundation. Thanks.